Every year, the first Sunday in Lent invites us to follow Jesus into the wilderness. We are invited into the wilderness with him to consider who God in Christ is for us and to follow in the way of Christ. We are also invited to consider what the wilderness is, what it can be, what happens there, how it might prepare us for God's call to us. In this year A of our 3-year lectionary cycle, we hear from Mark's gospel and we get few details. We hear only that the Spirit immediately drove Jesus into the wilderness following his baptism, and that he was there 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels were there for him. For Jesus, it became clear fast. In the wilderness, there were temptations. There was time. There was a wildness. And the angels, care from God, were also present. We hear more from other gospel accounts that Jesus learned that there would be no easy answers to life's biggest challenges. Over a 40-day period, Jesus had many opportunities to turn to God, to choose the longer, harder way. He had this training which prepared him for all that would come, all that would be his life. Taking this time away in the wilderness, whether he wanted to or not, taught Jesus much. We were thrown into the wilderness on Ash Wednesday. Our nation was once again the scene of a tragically imaginable gun violence incident in a high school, the murder of children, youth, teens in this case, while in school. One mentally unbalanced person took the lives of 17 innocent people, wounded many, and traumatized countless others. As you know, I'm sure 14 of the victims were students. Also killed were 3 adults on site, a football coach, athletic director, geography teacher. I wonder if your wilderness experience around this is anything like mine. It's a sort of hopelessness. That's a temptation there in the wilderness. It's a sort of hopelessness that this might never change. Can it change? Can we as a nation get it together to stop this? And really, focusing on just one thing, can we get it together to stop school shootings? Not to mention all the other issues around guns and violence in our nation. In our wilderness, like Jesus, we find there are no easy answers. We have to spend time here learning about our temptations as individuals and as a nation. We have to spend time here dealing with the wild beasts. But in our struggle, if we enter into it, there will be angels of support and encouragement. To deal with guns in a way that keeps children from dying in all contexts, I think of the many children in Richmond, often in poor black neighborhoods, never named or just briefly thought of, who are shot. To deal with guns in a way that keeps all children from dying is certainly work that God calls us to in our time, in our context. If only 40 days in the wilderness would do it. We've been in this wilderness a lot longer. Still, if this Lent we enter the wilderness with Jesus and are with him with this issue, or there may be another issue that God is calling you to face, we will come out of the wilderness stronger, more centered in God, and that will help. Lent is a time for each of us to do what leads to God's deepening life in us, which is a blessing for us, but also enables us to be a blessing for our time, for the people in our lives, for our nation. Our Episcopal Church cares about gun violence and addresses it. Many of our bishops have joined together to focus attention on this issue and to call people to a better way. Bishops United Against Gun Violence issued a statement following what happened last Wednesday. We must reflect on and acknowledge our own complicity in the unjust systems that facilitate so many deaths, and in accordance with the keeping of a holy Lent, repent and make reparations. Bishops United statement says this before calling for political engagement. They go on, they call specifically for banning AR-15 and similar weapons, as well as high-capacity magazines and the so-called bump stocks, the device used by the shooter who killed 58 people at the outdoor music concert in Las Vegas in October. They go on to say, "We understand that mass shootings account for a small percentage of the victims of gun violence, that far more people are killed by handguns than by any kind of rifle, that poverty, misogyny, and racism contribute mightily to the violence in our society, and that soaring rates of suicide remain a greatly unaddressed social challenge. And yet, the problem of gun violence is complex," they say, "and we must sometimes address it in small pieces if it is not to overwhelm us." And they tell us, "Please call members of Congress and insist that your voice be heard." Bishop Peter Eaton, Bishop of Southeast Florida, said, "We bring more than our prayers. We bring our longings and convictions for a different future." What happened at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School is not the world as it ought to be, or as it needs to be. And we who follow Jesus accept the responsibility for being partners with God to bridge that gap between what is and what ought to be. Sometimes Lent can focus too much on one's personal relationship with God in a way that engenders, unfortunately, guilt and unhealthy introspection. Such a focus limits Lent, it limits it. And if one approached Lent in that limited way, we would miss much. We would miss the greater message of salvation. Yes, Christ died for you, not because of you, right? Hear the difference? Christ died for you, becoming your Savior to bring light into darkness, to bring life to death-dealing ways and to death itself. Yes, Christ died for you and for me, but not just for us, and not just for Christians, but for all people. Christ went into the wilderness and to the cross to be with us in these soul-crushing times when we feel powerless, when we are overwhelmed with grief, when we face temptations to choose the easy way, which might be doing nothing at all. There are many ways to deal with problems in our nation, in our lives, in our world. Some are better than others. For Christians, we always start with what we know about God through Christ. We start with what we know, and we seek to be transformed more and more into the people and the church that God has created us to be. We take what we already know into our Lenten wilderness. We hold on to the faith of the church and of our hearts that God will show us or help us see the better way, the way of Christ, in all matters of life. In our Lenten wilderness, we are invited to focus on God in ways that help us to be God's people in the world for the world. We open ourselves to God's deepening life in us so that we might live every day to God's glory and to the benefit of others. Amen.